but you walk softly before the Lord, because you ever step on a sand spur, I'll guarantee you, you'll stop. And then Joshua had to be barefooted in war. Now, you don't fight a war any way you want to. This is so appropriate for where we are at right now, because this, in the war room, is where Churchill planned the strategy for World War II. Right here in this building. Well, glory to God. And I just tell you the truth, I just feel chills when I go down in that war room and look at the blackboards and the tables where they pushed the ship and planned the strategy of the battles in World War II. Hallelujah. God wants you to plan the strategy and to know your enemy. Well, and if you know your enemy and you know what you're up against, the Holy Ghost can give you the right strategy that you can defeat the enemy and walk in permanent victory. Praise God. Darby was telling me he walked around here the other day and met a local gentleman that was explaining to him about this. But let me tell you something. He probably didn't realize, but Churchill, I think one of my heroes, walked that path and walked around this building with his cigar. Oh, hallelujah. And, oh, he wasn't saved. He smoked cigars. Ain't no Bible against not smoking cigars. I don't do it. But I ain't condemning you if you do it. Well, glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Get off of that.
Come on.
Okay.
He had every morning.
Oh, yes.
A glass
of brandy. Oh, yeah. He had a glass of brandy and a cigar chaser. It didn't do you good to read his biology of his life. It'll change you a whole. Well, go ahead. Well, glory. But I've always loved Churchill. I love anybody that'll stand for the truth. Bless God against the odds. Just stand. I love that kind of people. They're my kind of people that won't give in to the parliament. Well, they got rid of him for a time. But his destiny was to lead them into victory. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. So, when you and I learn to be leaders barefooted, be warriors barefooted, and then learn how to worship God barefooted, you won't be jumping at loud music. Nothing wrong with loud music.
Amen.
Not a thing wrong with it. But it'll take more than music, amen, to get you into worship.
Right.
I'm talking about worship now. Anybody can praise God. Anybody that, anything that's got breath can praise the Lord. But anything can't worship God. Hallelujah. Now he deposited an attitude in human beings that will never be satisfied until they learn how to worship. Amen. And if you follow, oh, hallelujah. There's a book that I enjoyed reading. I've got it on tape somewhere. And it's about the gods of every nation that you can think of, even in the jungles. Eternity in Your Heart was the name of it. And how that there was an instinct in even the natives to go on the mountain and worship the highest thing that they could get a hold of. I tell you, God is a God that demands worship.
Yeah, amen.
Whew, hallelujah. Now, I won't go into all of the details of this because it'd be impossible to do it. But when we move in to the kingdom, or into the land of promise, land in the Old Testament was their inheritance. In the New Testament, land means spirit. Oh, glory to God. And so, if you would compare the land in the Old Testament, which was their inheritance, to the Spirit in the New Testament, which is our inheritance. And he said, you have just got the earnest of your inheritance, which is earnest is the down payment. And the church world has been operating on a 10% plan ever since God brought you into the promise. Well, the tithes is the Lord. Right. But that's the starting point. It's not the finality. A tithe, which is a 10%, belongs to God. And then a 5% offering belongs to God. And then he demands another 10%, oh glory, to prepare for spatial meetings. How much is that? 25%. And yet the government takes 30% of your money. Is it 40? Well, Social Security self-employees in the States is 15.3. Well, glory. Yeah, well, that's a different avenue. I didn't have to pay no taxes this year, but I had to pay $1,200 Social Security. You paid that? Well, bless God, you made more money than I did.
I declare more.
Of course, I just list the checks I get. I don't list the cash. What they don't know won't hurt them. I've paid taxes all my life. I've served people all my life. I think it's time people serve me some. That's right.
No more.
And Jesus said, what image is on this coin? Is it Caesar? Well, render to Caesar the things that be Caesar's. Now, look at yourself. He made you in his image. You are bearing his image. And Caesar ain't got no damn business with you. pardon my language. But how many of you know that's the truth? Come on. You should shout hallelujah. I don't belong to Caesar. I'm in the image of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I got a hunt a place to unplug here. I will get in more trouble. And how many of you know how Jesus started his ministry? When he heard John was thrown in prison, he entered his ministry.
Yeah.
Repent,
yeah.
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yeah.
It's within your reach.
Yeah.
Would you like for me just to tell you how you're supposed to be living if you're in the kingdom?
Come on. Go ahead.
Come on. Oh, glory to God. And I give you a text here that would absolutely just blow your mind. I didn't see this until just recently. And I've been a studier of that book. I've been preaching it 58 years. And how many of you understand? You still don't know nothing.
Come on.
And then I read this in the book, and I want you to hear this and get it down in your spirit, because this will transform your life. And they led him to a place called Golgotha. The same is called the place of the skull. Now, why do you think he put that in the Bible? Glory to God. John started his ministry off with getting your mind changed. So did Jesus. And he ends it in crucifixion in Golgotha, or the place of the skull. What is this? Our mind. And your mind has to be changed. Glory to God. Your mind has to be renewed. And you, in the book, said, by the renewing of your mind, quit thinking these damnable thoughts. Quit saying that you're a sinner saved by grace. You're a redeemed individual. Oh, glory to God. And your thinking is changed. How many of you understand that was the one downfall of Israel? When they saw Pharaoh's army, the bodies washed up to the shore, when God brought the Red Sea back together, and they were constantly looking behind every bush, thinking that an Egyptian was going to jump out and get them. And you were constantly saying, the devil is behind that bush.
Come on.
And you're afraid he's going to grab you and take you back to Egypt. In the book of John, he tells you got three enemies: the devil, the world, and the flesh. Jesus has already defeated the devil. And then he said, in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That don't leave but just one enemy for you to come over, overcome. And that's your flesh. You don't have to overcome mine. Just your own stinking flesh. Oh, glory to God. Well, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And when we learn, glory, that we can overcome the flesh that is in us. And how do you overcome it? Quit talking like the flesh. Quit thinking like the flesh. Oh, glory. Practice the Word. We, though we war, oh glory, we war not after the flesh. Even though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. Well, glory. Know no man after the flesh, even though Paul said he knew Jesus after the flesh, but he said, I know no man now after the flesh. So what you need to do is start praying a prayer that you will learn not to yield to your stinking flesh.
Amen.
Well, glory. And as long as your eyes is not single, you're going to do it. But if your eye is single, then your whole body is full of light. And if your body is full of light, there's no darkness, and the devil rules and reigns in darkness. But he's not in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And since he's not in us, we are more than victorious.
Amen.
Every enemy has been conquered. Hallelujah. And I'm going to shout glory, because I'm no sinner, but I'm highly favored of the Lord. Because I'm a bearer of the Spirit of God. Bearer of Jesus. The Catholic worships Mary. And if you miss the Lord and obey the flesh, have to do so many Hail Marys. But if I'm highly favored, Mary's out of the picture. Oh, glory to God. Now, I'm not trying to be smart aleck, and I'm not trying to insult you if you are a Catholic and want to say Hail Marys. That's up to you. I'm not, but I believe that we need to worship, oh glory to God, the Christ
yes.
of the Word.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to unplug here. But I want to do some spiritual ministry. I see God doing something in the hearts and lives of some of you fellas. Amen. Now, I said fellas, I mean male and female. I see God doing something. Sister Grace passed by us. I think it was last night when we were having dinner, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I saw her. I want to minister to her tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to pause. Put the new tape in. When God puts you in the kingdom,
amen.
And you need to quit thinking, oh glory. You need to quit and stop thinking, I can't do it. And you need to say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And nothing is impossible. For the Word said all things are possible with God. Well, glory. My God. My God. My God, my God. My God. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be on our side, Who can stop the flow of God within us? I'm here to tell you tonight, rise above your problems. Rise above your trouble. Rise above your inflictions and walk in the kingdom of God and live as if you're already in paradise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And while this anointing is flowing like it is, I predict that Andrew's going to find the right property. I prophesy that he's going to find the right place. I prophesy that money will be no problem. Oh, glory to God. And finally don't mean nothing to him.
That's right. Paul said, and finally, brethren. And he wrote 45 more verses after that. Glory to Jesus. We've been feasting in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Brother Fred took us in a walk of endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. We need to do that. How do we do that? We just stay in the unity. And there's the Spirit of the Lord is flowing here tonight. There's a spirit of revelation beginning to rest. Now, what you've experienced tonight was not the laying on of hands and the setting in the body, but there was a prophetic word given to several of you, hallelujah, regarding healing and what God is doing in your body. Hallelujah. Jesus had a perfect body, no sickness or death in it, until he went to the cross. Hello? And it's time that we began to experience that. I want you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to worship. And if you weren't here to hear Brother McCurry when he said, and of course we are in agreement, we don't endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. We're in the unity of the Spirit. Yes. Hallelujah. That worship, the first time a word occurs in the Bible, sets its meaning. And so worship is first used in Genesis 22 when Abraham said to the servants, abide here with the ass while I and the lad go yonder to worship. Now that lad wasn't 12 or 13 like the picture's painting. He was at least 30. He was a young man. And they went up that hill of Calvary, the same hill that Jesus was going to carry the cross. Isaac carrying the wood, the father and the fire, and the father the knife. And he says to the father, where is the lamb? He knew you had to give something to God to worship. They had the wood, they had the fire, but where was the lamb? And Abraham spoke a word of faith. My son, God will provide himself a lamb.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we know the story. But I want to bring another thought out with that. This is laying the foundations for 2 Corinthians 9. Isaac was the seed that God had promised him. But he promised to multiply that seed first as the dust of the earth. And he looked into the heavens, he said, so shall thy seed be. He has one seed. Now until you sow seed, it'll produce nothing. When Abraham sows Isaac on that altar to God, God says, in multiplying,
oh, glory,
I will multiply thee.
Hallelujah.
And in blessing, I will bless thee.
Glory.
And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies.
Only the seed that we sow on God's altar can he multiply. That's a principle all through the Bible.
Right.
Hallelujah.
All through the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We're not going to keep you long, just for a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, which contains a wonderful truth. Verse 6, but this I say. Now Paul here is talking about giving. I want to read another scripture. Chapter 8, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit. Everybody say, we do you to wit. Now you understand that perfectly, don't you? It's good English. You know, we're in Yorkshire, aren't we? Tomorrow we'll be going to the city of York. And some of you will see a place that's called the Shambles. It was those translators that came from York that put that word in the Bible. What's sold in the Shambles. Now we think of Shambles as a wreck, you know, the tenement buildings falling into ruins, but that's not what it is. You'll find out tomorrow in York all about the Shambles. Hallelujah. Okay. We do you to wit, brethren, of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Grace, giving is grace in action. Let me say that again. Giving is grace in action. Everybody say with me, giving is grace in action. How that in a great trial of affliction, that's the same word translated tribulation, the abundance of their joy, they did not allow a great trial of tribulation affect their joy. Not only affect it, but they maintained an abundance of it. How did they do that? The abundance of their joy and their deep poverty, they didn't let material or physical circumstances determine their giving.
True.
Hello? How, and their deep poverty abounded to the riches of their liberality, their generosity. For to their power, everybody say power.
Power.
Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. For to their power I bear record or witness, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift. Oh, please, gotta take it, Paul. But you're poor. Oh, forget that. You've got to take this. I want you to have it.
I got it.
Amen. They entreated him with much entreaty to receive the gift. Now, chapter 9, verse 6. But this I say, now he's talking about the churches in Macedonia, and he's trying to get the church in Corinth to emulate the churches in Macedonia. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
Amen.
Every farmer in this area, we're in wheat growing country, I believe, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right. Every farmer determines the size of his harvest by the amount of seed that he sows. And tonight you're going to determine the size of your financial harvest according to the seed that you sow. Every man according as he purposeth. If God allows me while we're still here, I'll get on four purposes in giving. Every man as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly. You've got your amplified open here, please. Okay. Not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Please read that last portion for us. God loveth. Bob.
Yes.
Chapter 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, the last part of that verse.
I had to find it in the Amplified.
You can't find it in the Amplified?
Yeah, I got it right here.
You got it?
And God is able to make all grace.
Yeah, but come down to the last part of it.
Okay. And furnished in abundance for
verse
every
7.
Good work.
It's verse 7.
Oh, I thought you said 8. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I said 8. Verse 7.
There you go. Forgive me.
No, there's nothing to forgive.
For God loves. He takes pleasure in...
It's up there.
Prizes above.
Just, God loves, takes pleasure in. This is what Fred was reminding us tonight. Takes pleasure in. God loves, God takes pleasure in, yes.
Prizes above other things.
Prizes above
other things.
Other things. Yeah. Go ahead.
And is unwilling to abandon.
And is unwilling to abandon.
Or do without.
Or do without.
A cheerful.
A cheerful.
Joyous.
Joyous.
Prompt to do.
Prompt to do.
Giver.
Giver.
Whose heart is in his giving.
Whose heart is in his giving. That's how you give. The Greek word is hilarion, from which we get our word hilarious. God loves an hilarious giver.
Hilarious giver.
Yeah, hilarious giver. Ha 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 ha. Amen. We're just children of Abraham and Sarah. Hallelujah. God made them laugh. And God enjoyed the joke so much. Hallelujah. He said, you call that child Yitzhak in Hebrew. Yitzhak, which means laughter. Every time Abraham yelled out Isaac, he'd start to laugh again. And for the rest of his life, he laughed. Every time Sarah called him, she would be laughing. Hallelujah. I tell you, God has a sense of humor. If you don't believe it, go and look in the mirror and say, he made me. Okay, God loves. Now, I just want to bring out one more thought here. The seed that you sow is the seed that you reap. We've heard a lot for the past 30-odd years, Brother McCurry, you and I, and others of you saints, on seed faith. Okay, well, turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. If you sow grapes, you're not going to reap figs. Hello? What are you going to reap? Grapes. If you sow wheat, are you going to reap barley? What are you going to reap? Well, if you sow faith, what are you going to reap?
Faith.
People are sowing faith in order to get a car. If you want a car, you sow a car. Hello? Oh, it's getting quiet there now. Okay, let me find this verse in chapter 15. Glory to God. Verse 37. That which thou sowest not the body that shall be, but bare grain. It may be chance of wheat or of some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed its own body. You sow money, money is what you're going to reap. Abraham sowed Isaac on that altar, and you and I are part of his reaping tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What you sow is what you reap. It doesn't take faith. It doesn't take a prompting of the Spirit. It just says doing what God says. Before we leave, we'll show you how harvest works in this. How the seed works. Glory be to God. And you don't have anything to do with it now. All you have to do is sow it and forget it. Now, you don't reap a harvest overnight.
Oh, no.
You don't reap a harvest overnight. But I'll tell you, some of you are going to start reaping this very week. Before this week is through, you're going to see words of prophecy fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
But now, don't go looking at your watch. I know what time it is. We know one another of old. I can say that to him, but don't you. The seed that you sow tonight is the seed that you're going to reap.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But I want to show you during this week, your reaping is going to come in four stages. Some of you are going to begin to reap this week, but it's only the first stage.
Hallelujah.
You're going to see an increase. You're going to see a blessing. Something that you've never seen before. Hallelujah. And as you sow hilariously, you're going to reap hilariously. As you sow, hallelujah, for as God prizes it, he's going to cause it to have an abundance. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to sow seed?
Yes.
Pastor Andrew.
Jesus said, nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
Don't accept less.
Don't accept less. No, nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
You're naughty.